So Hare Krishna, we are ready to start. I want to welcome all of you who are still with us. I really felt that we all received a lot of blessings. There was really some spiritual atmosphere here. Can you also? We felt like that. I thought yesterday when Radha Madan Mohan had this beautiful coronation outfit where Srimati Radharani was bathed in a shower of nectar and she had her crown and scepter, then the whole idea of this year's Sangha Mela took a visual form. We could see it. That is blessings that come from above, and that is what we wish during this particular festival, where we turn and close some chapters. At least the calendar year is closed, and open a new chapter. This idea of opening a new chapter is there in an inspired spiritual life. In an inspired spiritual life, you always think this day, today, is the beginning of the rest of my life. So this perspective offers you the intelligence, or let us say the vision, I wanted to say, to see the opportunities which you have. Good. Let us start. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji Indaya Radhama Ava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Gideva Radha Ji Gopi Jana Vallabha Giriva Radha Ji Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Vrakyasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachaji Yamuna Tira Vanachaji Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please, everyone, I have the feeling you are, yes, soon. I have the feeling we can sing a little bit more louder or somehow be more present. So please, let's do this. Sing now, every one of you, now.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada, 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 Shila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, let me welcome all of you for this last session, I wanted to say, of our Sangha Mela festival. It is very important to close a festival on a proper note, so that when we return now into our daily life, we can take something with us. It may be small, it may be something big, but that we take something with us from this place, sacred place, this temple, and use that for the inspiration of our life. I was really trying to make a research and trying to find something that might be of help. So I'm very convinced that it will be so, Hare Krishna. So let us again come into that mood where we chant the mantra and connect with Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Responsively, now please, everyone.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate.
The verse of today is a verse for new beginnings. It was spoken by Shukadev Goswami as a Mangala Archanam, that is an auspicious opening of his recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This would be a book that would inform generations over millenniums means thousands of years, in their spiritual search. It was a really important contribution. When he spoke, Shukadev Goswami spoke, he had an audience before him of the greatest saints of that time who were not only from this planet, they were from the universe, you know. It was something like, if in modern times we would, there would be a program somewhere where all the important thinkers of the planet and would be present, and then, if you can imagine, other important thinkers from other planets. We are reduced, we humans, at the moment with our contact with other realities. So our examples have to be a little bit relevant for our thinking. Everyone was there who had something to contribute and was eagerly waiting for every single word which would come out of Shukadev's mouth. He knew that his speech, or what he would say, would be answering a question which Parikshit asked, that is, what is someone to do who will die? You know, how, in other words, best to use this human form of life? That was the question, as long as we have the time. We know the position of the Srimad Bhagavatam in terms of spiritual literature is... yes, not only for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but in spiritual circles, it's known. This is the work. So Shukadev Goswami sat there, and he knew what I will say now will be recorded for eternal times, and it will be very important. And it was. When there was a gathering a little later in the forest of Naimisharanya, where saints had come together who knew Kali Yuga would come and this would be inauspicious for the planet. They could see the wars which are now moving over your telephone screens and the WhatsApp and television. They saw all this and they thought, can we do something to give some assistance to this? And 80,000 saints, this is a second gathering, came together and were all agreeing the best way is to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the work which Shukadev Goswami was about to start, the project, so to say, which he was starting, was very, very important. I think anyone would have died out of nervousness, any normal person, but Shukadev was an extraordinary saint. He was fully realized, God realized. So he just did his duty And he followed his passion to speak about Krishna. That was his passion, and his duty was to give these philosophical truths in the Bhagavata. So before he started, he did something very interesting. He stopped, he went inside, and he engaged in prayer. A prayer where he requested blessings for his undertaking, his great undertaking. And I believe there's so much for us to learn how to collect strengths through blessings, that it is we'll get a lot of inspirations from this particular passage of the Bhagavatam. So his opening statement is here. We will chant it now. You can see it here. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase. Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase. Sat Udbhavastana Niroda Lilaya. Sat Udbhavastana Niroda Lilaya. Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam. Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam. Anta Bhavayanu Palakshya Vatmane. I'm trying to find them. Nama nama parasmai purushaya bhuyase. Nama parasmai. Thank you. Sat udbhavastana niroda lilaya. Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam.
Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam.
Anta Bhavayanupalakshya Vatmane.
Anta Bhavayanupalakshya Vatmane.
Namai Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase.
Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase.
Sat Udbhavasthana Niroda Lilaya.
Sat Udbhavasthana Niroda Lilaya.
Grihita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam.
Grihita Shakti
Anta Bhavayanupalakshya Vatmane.
Anta Bhavayanupalakshya Vatmane.
Yes, please, someone. Sadud Bhavastana Niroda Lilaya. Grita Shakti Tritayaya Deinam. Anta Bhavayanu Balakshya Varna. Yes, please, one Vaishnavi. Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase.
Sat Udbhavastana
Anirodha Lilaya Grita Shakti Tridayaya Deinam Anta Bhavayanu Palakshavan.
Thank you very much. The translation of this verse: Shukadev Goswami said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the creation of the material world, except the three modes of nature. He is the complete whole, residing within the body of everyone. In his ways are inconceivable." So he basically says, I want to offer my obeisances for Krishna, who is so powerful that he creates the whole world. At the same time, he comes and resides in the heart of every single living entity. And if we try to understand him, we will find it's impossible, because we can't fit him into our little brain. He's inconceivable. Purport: this material world is a manifestation of the three modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the Supreme Lord, for the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material world, accepts three predominating forms as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankara. This is Shiva. As Vishnu, he enters into every body that is materially created. As Gaba Dakashai Vishnu, he enters into every universe. And as Chirodakshai Vishnu, he enters into the body of every living being. Lord Shri Krishna, being the origin of all these Vishnu tattvas, is addressed here as Parapuman or Purushottama, as described in the Bhagavad Gita 15:18. He is the complete whole. That's him. The Purusha avatars are therefore his plenary expansions. Bhakti yoga is the only process by which one can become competent to know him. Because the empiric philosophers and mystic yogis just cannot conceive of the personality of Godhead, he is called Anupalaksha Vartmane, the Lord of the Inconceivable Way, or Bhakti Yoga. That's an interesting name of Krishna. Krishna is the Lord of the Inconceivable Way, or the Lord of the Bhakti Yoga. Good, so let us also follow Shukadev Goswami, first offering of obeisances. Namo, everyone please. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavani Paskachyane Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sivu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sari Go Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, here we find Shukadev Goswami. He is before the undertaking of a great, great effort to give an answer that would be thousands of years valid to that question, what are we to do who have arrived in the human form of life? What is our best way to spend our time before this human life, or let us say, yes, this life is over. He's talking to the emperor of the world, Parikshit Maharaj, an inconceivable elevated personality. And there are all the saints, all the great munis, the rishis, the sadhus, some avadutas, everyone is present. He talks to the Hare Krishna. He had started already to answer, but then, because he was so enthusiastic when he heard the question, but then he stopped what he was saying and said, oops, I forgot to offer obeisances to Krishna. And then he does this, what is called Mangalachara, the auspicious prayers at the beginning of an undertaking, and gives the example that if we want to do something really substantial, we require the blessings of the Lord. Why is that so? Why do we can we perform better in our life, do things better with blessings than without blessings? Srila Prabhupada addresses this question in an amazing section of the Bhagavatam, where we find the Vanaras, an army of monkeys, confronting the best equipped military force of the time, the armies of Ravan. If you know, the Asuras had developed high technology before we even had. They had things like spacecraft that moved on willpower. They were quite developed. So there was an army of monkeys against the most well-equipped army of the civilization at that time, and they won. The monkeys won. Why? Yes, because there are two types of strengths which we have access to. First is the strength of our own intelligence, Purushakara. It's called. We all have a certain amount of physical strength. We all have a certain amount of intellectual strength that allows us to see things or keeps us from seeing things. We have a certain amount of mental strength. But all these types of strengths, physical, intellectual, mental, and perhaps even the instruments which we take, our technological equipment with which we try to expand our influence, are limited. There's only so many push-ups which you can do. Maybe 3.5 or 10 or 12 or 20, but then you come to your limit and you say, I can't do anymore. There's only so much intelligence which you have to see things and so on. This is Purushakara, the strength that is limited, that is invested by our karma and other things into our human life. That is what we have. That's what we got. we may do a little bit, try to go a little bit above our limitations, but we won't ever go beyond the circle that is put by our karma around us, you know. Whatever self-improvement you do, whatever good food you take, whatever exercises you do, yes, you can increase what you presently do, but you can't go beyond what the karma allows you. In other words, you are limited when you come to your physical strength. There is now another strength. It is called Daivi. It is invested from the Supreme Lord into a living entity who is receiving that strength. It's the strength of blessings. It has two types of energies in it. You know, it's like an electrical current that has plus and minus. So that divine strength has also, let me say, the Samvit Shakti, the knowledge, understanding, insight, you see something. And Samvit Chladini, that's a force which works in the heart, joy, inspiration, you know, like this. And it can also inform your physical and mental performance. It's the Daivi Shakti, which is given to a worthy individual who prays for it. I want to share with you a very interesting episode in Srila Prabhupada's life where he actually spoke about this divine energy. It was that infused him and helped him to do this, what was seen in that time as inconceivable, that Westerners would take up the path of bhakti in all seriousness, with everything, the culture surrounding it, the understandings, the selflessness involved in it, and so on. It was when Srila Prabhupada officially opened his world headquarters. Do you know where Prabhupada has his world headquarters? Shida Mayapur, yes. In the West, he thought of Los Angeles. He named Los Angeles there at that time. But that was only an embassy of his main station, Sita Mayapur, where the deity of this age was worshipped, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? So when he opened this Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, a project that would become like a township, you know, those of you who have recently gone through Mayapur, I have not been able to visit all the places which belong to the project. It's just very, very extensive. It's really, I mean, I would love to know it in square kilometers, but I don't know. Maybe Nikunya, who knows everything in this category of thinking, could tell us, Varaha and so on. It's really, there are many, many, there are thousands of devotees living by now. Yes. So Prabhupada was opening it, and he had invited one of his godbrothers to be there in the function. And then Srila Prabhupada at that time expressed his own feelings, how all this came. He said, Prabhupada, whom does Prabhupada refer to when he says Prabhupada? Yes, his own Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yes, Prabhupada gave me some money. Because of that, he said, you keep this money, and when you need it, you will spend it. So Prabhupada says, he our Srila Prabhupada said his guru told him, you know, be a little separate. I give you some financial means here. And then he said, it is by Guru and Vaishnava's grace whatever position I have gotten. I have always been given things by my Guru and the Vaishnavas. It is by Guru's grace and the Vaishnavas' blessings. And then he said, and his voice was shaking, otherwise I'm insufficient. Insufficient, for those who do not use these expressions in their English language, means I'm not enough I don't have enough strength to build such a project. It is by the blessings. So I wish that the Vaishnavas continue to bestow their blessings. And may Guru Maharaj help me so that I can give some service for a long time. Then Prabhupada continues, my Guru Maharaj wanted that Mahaprabhu's message be preached abroad. Abroad means in foreign countries. And the Gaudiya Math people did not do anything. So I thought, let me try in this old age. This inspiration came to go to the West, and I went. And by His grace, it has become a little successful. That's all. I have no credit. It's not because of me. It's all the blessings of Guru and Vaishnava. I did not know how things were happening. I'm not at all bona fide person. I'm not at all a bona fide person. It's only through Chadia Boishnav Seva Nishtara Parecha Keba. Without serving an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the clutches of Maya? So Srila Prabhupada, by the way, this is a consistent statement. It's not that he only said this one time. He very often referred to I'm doing this like a marionette is moving, not on its own strings. I'm a puppet on strings that is moved by my guru, by the Vaishnav's blessing, and by Krishna also. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. So these are the three origins of blessings which Krishna Das Kaviraj isolate. What is this? Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Yes, here is the source where we can get blessings. Now, this is a concept which is totally beyond our Western understanding, that we get anxious when things don't happen nicely. No, we get entangled when there are things which we perceive as obstacles and and so on and so forth, and we worry and we strain our brains to find solutions and to find Lakshmi. Perhaps you might have seen we have an open place there. you know, we want to build an assembly place for all of you so that you can talk nicely. I know this is in Vishwadev's mind since we are here 20 years. How long are we here? In the 28 years. but at the moment we have no money. So therefore it's like an open tooth hole in the mouth. No Lakshmi is there, but we pray To Hari Guru Vaishnavas, that somehow we can build this assembly place for the devotees so that when they talk, they don't have to talk only on the corridor before, but there is some nice the heat and sitting down and having sadhu sangha, you know, having good association. Yeah. So at the moment we don't have the strength. But anything which happened here on the project so far, we feel Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan have always made the arrangements. We will continue to ask for blessings. This is a practical example. Now, how exactly do you pray for blessings? How do you put your mind so that you get the strength? I wrote down the title of this lecture is Starting the New Year with Spiritual Strength. And I wrote down in my notes, whose strength? Your own strength? That is limited. But the Lord is unlimited. So a good example is prayer. And I want to leave you with these four elements which can be there in a proper prayer that will be heard and received by Hari Guru Vaishnavas. What is the first element of a good prayer? It is praise. You don't go to the Lord and say, give me a Mercedes Benz, please, or something, a material thing. You praise Him. Why? Because He's just so wonderful and so kind. This is what Shukadev Goswami does here. He starts, Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase. I don't want to get this tune right. Nama Parasmai Purushaya Bhuyase Sad Ud Avastana Niroda Lilaya Grita Shakti Tritayaya Dehinam Anta Bhavayanu Palakshavatmane. Oh Lord, You are so powerful. You create the entire creation, the entire material worlds. It all comes from You. My Lord, You at the same time enter the creation. Prabhupada spoke of these three forms here. Mahavishnu is Gabai Dakashai Vishnu and Shiro Dakashi Vishnu. These two forms actually. You enter and you're so wonderful. You come into the heart of every living being. He says, although we are here in this creation, separated from You, You have not given up Your relationship to us. You have come with us into this world, and You reside with us in our heart. And I will now turn to You in prayer. It's a praise. There are many wonderful verses of praise which follow this opening verse, which you might like to read. I remember when I was writing the Vedic Way, which is finished in the form of the first draft, every morning I chanted this prayer to be empowered by the Lord, because I knew I alone can't do anything substantial, and so on. Then, the second element is to express one's own position. You know, when you pray, first you go to the address, I pray to You, Krishna, but then you must connect your prayer with yourself. It's you who should pray. It's your heart which should pray. It's your eyes which must cry. You, authentic you. You. So you need to arrive at yourself. our Shukadev Goswami, does this in the prayer. Then the next thing is, yes, in prayer you ultimately will ask something, but first you express the gratitude by acknowledging what has been given already to you. When I go to Vishvadev, I want to have Govinda pralines from him. They're so good. But I will not ask this in the beginning. I will say, you already gave me so many Govinda pralines, a whole huge box, you know. I must first express my gratitude. Otherwise, what will Vishvadev think? He's so ungrateful, this Maharaj. He will plunder our whole factory. He will eat everything out, you know, and so on. I'm giving a humorous example. So it's a little humor is there, but it is also serious. Only a grateful person who has been able to acknowledge that he has been given already so much can enter into a loving relationship with the Lord, and the Lord will feel inclined. Oh, I give him more. But an ungrateful person, it said there is no greater sin than being ungrateful. The Bhagavatam says this at one stage where you just don't recognize the Lord has given so much to you already. He's giving you the air to breathe, the intelligence to think, the contacts you have. I mean, every one of us can think of something he's grateful for. And in the end, Shuka Muni, that's how they call him in Vrindavan, Shuka Muni, Shukadev Goswami we call him, he will asked for a blessing. And I wanted to just shorten the process because I will soon guide all of you in a prayer session where you try this and so on. And I want to read to you what he asks. He is a speaker of the Bhagavatam, so the blessings which he wants is for his for his project, right? So he will ask, coming here, yes. Vachodita yena pura sarasvati vitanvata yasya satim smitim vidi Svalakshana pradura bhut kilashyata same rishinam rishabha prasidatam. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation gave this potent knowledge to Brahma from within his heart, and inspired him with full knowledge of creation and of his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. In other words, he says, the Lord, in the beginning of creation, you inspired Brahma from within his heart to do two things. You inspired him with full knowledge of how to create the universe, but you also inspired him with knowledge about your own self, my dear Lord, how you are. Mm-hmm. And may this Lord, who inspired Brahma to then speak with his own mouth the Vedic knowledge, may he also inspire me, because I need to speak the Vedic knowledge now. But if my dear Lord, please come into my heart. And then he says, may that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives life to all the materially created bodies of the elements, by lying down within the universe. And he says some other glorifications which are on a very high level. May he be pleased to decorate my statements, which I will say now. So he says, it's the Lord who enlivens everyone. It's because of the Lord that we can do everything. So may he give the last touch to my statements so that they are correct and inspiring and that they are very, very useful for all the times which are yet to come. No, he prays for a blessing, in other words. Now, somewhere within his prayers, Shukadev Goswami makes a very, very interesting point, which I wish to end the reflection on his prayers. It's a point which will make you smile. He wants to make sure that all the living beings who would come, all the human beings, would not suffer from this one mistake, that is that they think we are too fallen, we can't make it, we are too hopeless, we can't approach God personally. He wants to make sure that everyone, wherever they are born, he even speaks of Germany, you will see soon, that they can approach the Lord, but they have to know one thing, how to come close to him. So would you like to hear that verse?
Yes.
It's really astonishing. Girata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shomba javana kasadaya yenye chapapa yadapashraya shraya shodyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. He says, Kirata, I will tell you what is a Kirata in a moment. Kirata, Huna, Andra, Pulinda, Pulkasha. He goes to many, many countries. And members of the Kasha races, that's the Mongols who ride on horses in the past. No? And even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. And this is so because Krishna is the supreme power and he has invested that power in the devotees. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. So anyone from Kirata, these are original, these are tribes in India. Anyone who is a Huna, Prabhupada says, the area of East Germany. So Hari Seva is a Huna, actually. The area of East Germany and part of Russia is known as the province of the Hunas. I think West Germany is also there somewhere. And the translation, Prabhupada says, part of Germany and Russia, so we are included, you know. So we are Hunas. We are in the Bhagavatam, Prabhu. So, and then he goes to people who are, but this is not, we should not become proud so much, because these are low-class people, which are mentioned. He goes to the Abiras, the Shumbas, the Yavanas. Yavanas are meat eaters, and so on. I don't want to tell where all these countries are, because otherwise there would be a protest in the internet. and all these people can be purified. How can they be purified? What did you understand from Shukadev Goswami's vision? They take shelter, yes, someone said, of the devotees of the Lord. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini explains that when the Lord gives mercy, he puts that mercy Shakti to his devotees who walk in this world. The Bhagavatam also makes this point. And by contacting these devotees, you get your blessings, you know. Like, I want to give a modern example. You live in the world of Amazon, where you in online shopping so much. If you want to get your item, you have to go to the Amazon Prime truck, who comes by and has Amazon articles, you know. We got Gokrishna got me a new torchlight. I need a torchlight in the night. In 1 day and 3.5 hours. Pwah, that was fast. But he needed to collect the item, not from what is his name? Jeff Beck, the man who is behind Amazon. What is his good name?
Jeff Bezos,
yes. Jeff Beck was a rock singer, yes. So, yes, Mr. Jeff, no? He didn't give it, the torchlight. It came through the truck who goes and delivers the items. So the mercy of, if you want the mercy of Krishna, you must go to the devotees. It's a little bit like here on this project we have bees. If you if you want honey, you don't go directly to the flower. Where's honey in the flower? Where you go is to the bees who know how to collect the honey. And the bee and beehive, and you get the honey from there. No, so this is, you must know. Where, how do you get honey? Go to the bees, not to the flower directly. So Shukadev Goswami is explaining, Krishna has given the supreme power of his blessings to the Vaishnavas. No? So therefore, they always come together. Hari is there, and then two Vaishnavas, Guru and the other Vaishnavas. Here is where we get the purpose. From three sources. They are combined. They are combined. So, I want to now make a practice out of it. Because if we hear theory, that's very nice, that directs us in a certain direction. But then we need to walk. Otherwise, we never reach the goal. Do you understand? This is very important in the next year. You read, and that will give you a direction. But then you also walk, need to walk to get there. Just to know how to get there is in itself only half of the project. The walking is the second half. So because you will walk through your new year, it's good to know how can you get these divine blessings. And I want to make a little session. Before I start, is everything clear to you? You're nodding your head? Good. So let me, Gokrishna, we need to work closely together in this. I also need a madanga player. Is someone here who knows to play madanga? Sorry? Gaurahari can. Yes, Gaurahari, you can play harmonium, and Gokrishna say. So, Elias, now comes the most important part, I think, Hare Krishna, yes. I need just one moment here. Yes, I'm... I have everything. So, cards are here. Would you be so kind, please, to now turn to the deities? I do not know if there is enough space for you, for everyone to see the deities. Vishakha, how do we do it with you? There are chairs here, Vishakha. You might like to sit here. Here. You can sit here if you wish. Philo, müde oder geht es? Geht es? Vielleicht kommst du zur Kirtan-Band und singst mit. Du spielst doch Kartels, oder? So? Ja. Gut. Gut. So, what we will do, my dear devotees, I will first of all... do something which I always do now. It is, we need to come to the good space, a peaceful state of mind, and we need to withdraw from other things so that we can really be present. Then we will sing a little, then while the music goes on, Gaur Krishna, same melody which we sing, I will guide you to come to a place where you can apply these four steps. It's very simple. You will just listen to a sacred text from Sanatana Goswami's Krishna Lila Stava, and then you will be on your own offering your personal prayer to the deities, which will, and I think you will all leave the temple room as walking titans, as giants, not because of your own strengths, but because of the investment, we hope, of Radha Madan Mohan Bond to give us strength. So let us... please focus on the deities and just... calm yourself down by breathing just in a nice and slow way. Whenever you exhale, you can just relax yourself a little bit more. Remain attentive to your sitting posture. Should be as straight as it's comfortable for you. But first your muscles and then your mind should come on a relaxed state, which will happen if you focus your attention on your outgoing breath. We will now sing the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We need to go a little lower, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare
As you sing, please very consciously connect your mind with each holy name. Just listen very attentively to yourself singing, and you will see a very nice effect. Sister, you need to be present. Please, let us start now, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, everyone, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
First, we hear an example of praising Krishna. This is Sanatan Goswami, who praised Krishna, and in his praise he also includes his position. He admits his own situation, how he feels it. O Shri Krishna, I offer my repeated obeisances to the wonder of your mercy. You took me, a fallen, wicked person, a cheater that was always addicted to sinful ways, and you lifted me from such depravity to an elevated state like that of your saintly devotees. You took me and you brought me to an auspicious place. O Krishna, now you make your name appear from my mouth. I'm singing your name. And sometimes you allow me to remember your lotus feet in my heart. I offer you my repeated obeisances. I offer the obeisances also to your mercy. I'm so grateful to you. Now, my dear devotees, it's time for you to, in your own way, in your own words, express a request to Radha Madan Mohan, something where you feel you require their blessing to make that happen in your life. It is good if you come up with something very personal, because that is authentic. You will not share that with everyone. You just pray authentically for blessings, whatever blessings you wish to request for. We will have a little time, perhaps a few minutes, to do this. Please don't switch into the dull mood. No, just there is something in your heart. Even just start in your mind somewhere, somehow, and you will come to that something where you require blessings. Please. Start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Rama Rama Hare Hare
chant, please continue to be in the prayerful mood and chant prayerfully. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna.
A little louder, if possible.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Thank you.
Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Gaura Prema Nandi
Hare Krishna. So, could you please kindly turn now again in the old sitting position? Yes, there is a lot of space here which is still unused. How did this go for you? Yes. I went. Yes, this is something which is a little deeper. Sometimes it is possible for us to turn to Krishna like this when we are with devotees. Sometimes, and perhaps more often even, we need to do that when we are alone with Krishna. That is something I would like to inspire you in, alone with Krishna, a time when you are really turning to Krishna, not because all others do it, because you want to do it. No? And these four elements of prayer will help you to come into a devotional space where you will touch the more deeper things within you. See, the more real things within us are usually a little bit in the deeper areas of our personality, because to function in this world we are needing communication skills with human beings. We need to be alert to what is happening around us. So many of us may not utilize or come to that place within that is where the real me or the real you, if you want, is staying. No? We are very much in the functioning state where we function and do our various duties in this world. No? So this alone time with Krishna, when you spend it with these four elements, which are from our Shastras, will bring you to them. If you just are alone, you may say, where's my WhatsApp? I need to make a WhatsApp message, you know. But if you are really doing this, turning to the Lord with prayer, it will work. What was the first step again? Praise, yes, you turn and say something. I know nowadays in the modern way of talking, people praise each other in the beginning. Oh, I said, thank you, this is, wow. To have the communication on a certain level, they say good things about the others. No, is it not so? Oh, you did so well. Oh, Maharaj, your lecture was so bad. No, you know, like trying to get you. There's some praise. I hear so much praise. Much of it is unfortunately extremely empty. Doesn't mean anything. Go to London, you will see what is this type of communication. So, yes, the Mutual Adoration Society, Prabhupada called it. No? Mutual adoration. Mm-hmm. So you praise Krishna. That is the. But say something real. Then the next thing is express your situation. My Lord, you are Prahlad says, you are on the other side of the river of birth and death. I'm standing here. Sorry. I'm standing here. You know, just connect with your situation. Then, before asking anything, express gratitude. But again, it shouldn't be empty words, no? Gratitude and then request blessings. This really brings you to the place in you which is there, but which due to the need to function in this world is not often accessed because we are on that functional level. It's not bad. It is just the way many of us live our lives, you know, the most convenient way perhaps. I would not say the most convenient way, the what comes quickest to us. So this prayer brings you to the real you, and then something, some authentic spiritual life can be done. Good. I may all the requests which you have put in this room, may they all become fulfilled by Radha Madanmohan's blessings. And I will now change the mode. I have said what I wanted to say. My gratitude to all of you. It was a totally inspiring stay, like always here in Goloka Dham. And I would love to invite you for the Eastern holidays, where we have two very excellent speakers. So you don't have to listen only to me. But we had also here, we had other speakers. There was Bhagavad Dhamma, Gaurahari, Banu Nandini. I heard all these lectures were very well received by you. But there we will have really also in the main program, that was workshops that were optional, and the main program we will have we will have these very excellent speakers, and please do try to come. Otherwise, Jamashtami is always a wonderful time when we celebrate Radha Madanmohan and their mercy upon us. And of course, in case you did not know, there is a new trend in spiritual circles. It's individual retreats. What is that? No trend. Oh, I would like to be trendy. It is you go alone to a retreat center and spend time on your own. For this we have a guest house, you can stay there. You will have to rent the rooms, obviously, and you can take part, and you can walk in the nature and make a reset in your life. That is possible, yes? This is called a retreat center. And I also cannot fail to mention, we want to finish that place just outside. So when you walk through the forest, when you find some gold under a tree, you don't need all of that. You know a place to give it to Hare Krishna. Good. Have a wonderful new year. See you hopefully many times during the new year. And take care. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. We will have no question and answers now, because I realize many of you are needing to pack and are ready to go. So this is it. Goodbye. See you soon. Hare Krishna.